The Anton Savage Show with Kearies.ie on News Talk.
This weekend, there are pictures in all of the papers of the Taoiseach welcoming our athletes back and giving them tours of government buildings. This following a remarkable European Athletics Championship. We're going to be talking in a second to Cecil Johnson, the Tala AC coach. But before that, David Gillick, himself an Olympian, of course, and former European champion, who did such a fabulous job in anchoring the on-site coverage for RTE during the week, is with us. Good morning, David.
Morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm very good. There are obviously an awful lot of athletics fans in the country. There are people who aren't athletics fans. Can we turn to them first of all? If you haven't been a big track and field follower for the last number of years, why is this so significant?
Well, first and foremost, it's our most successful European Championships. We got 4 medals, 2 gold, 2 silver. Our best prior to this was 1998 when Sonia O'Sullivan got 2 gold and Mark Carroll got a bronze. So in terms of medals and medal haul, it's our most successful, which I suppose is, like, first and foremost, is amazing. The journey of the athletes going through the various rounds, Kieran McGean winning a gold medal in the 1500 metres, Rashid Adelecki taking a silver in the 400 metre individual, and then obviously the boat relays, the mixed 4x4 on day one, grabbed the gold. And then, you know, when you bookend the championship with opening on day one with a gold, and then, you know, on the final day, a silver medal by the women's 4x400, it's phenomenal, you know. And again, you got to put that into perspective of, like, you know, Ireland, a small athletic nation, if you like, going up against some of the big nations and not only kind of, you know, challenging, but winning gold medals. It's fantastic.
And the other thing is, it's not a fluke, because Sonia O'Sullivan was making the point during some of the analysis during it that a lot of the pundits, including she, had been saying we were going to have a great championship.
Yeah, I got to be honest, and I'd agree. I think, you know, I thought 4 medals, that's what I was looking for. I thought if, you know, things were to go extremely well, you might nick maybe one more in there, you know. But 4 medals, I probably, if I'm honest, the mixed relay, I knew we'd be in the shake-up, but I wasn't sure about actually getting the gold medal. So that was probably the one that kind of caught me in terms of the colour of the medal. But this has been coming. I think when you look at the relays, you look at the depth of 400 metre, particularly on the female side, you know, the 4x400 relay again, if the stars aligned and everything went really well, we'd be in the shake-up. And, you know, Kieran McGean, 4th last year in the World Championships over 1,500 metres. She's got a bronze and a silver, you know, already in her career at this level, at European 1,500 metre level. So she was one that, okay, you know, all going well. And that's the thing about athletics. If stars have to align on that day, she would get a medal. And then Rashid Adelecki, you know, who is just an incredible, incredible talent, coming through 4th last year in Budapest. She was someone that was going to be in the shake-up as well. And we hoped maybe that the gold was there. But, you know, European 400 metre running right now is really, really strong. And there was a great athlete in Kaczmarek from Poland that just pipped her. But the times that both Rashida and Kaczmarek ran in that race, you know, they're the 15th and 17th times, or the fastest times ever over one lap. So, you know, again, perspective is crucial here, because Rashida's time alone would have won, I think, maybe the last 4 Olympics bar Tokyo. So that's how good that time is. So that looks really great. It's fantastic. And obviously with Paris down the line, you know, it bodes really, really well.
How does it bode for Rashida's career, given her youth? Because she's a very seasoned runner, but she's still early in what could be a very long career.
Oh, look, absolutely. You know, she's only 21. So when you consider the times that she's running at the age of 21, that it's a lot faster than some of the stars of the event in the last kind of 20 years. So in terms of her progression, in terms of where she could go, it's really, really encouraging. I think for Rashida, like, at underage level, she's won medals representing Ireland at continental championships. And I think that transition into the senior ranks can be a difficult one. And she's made some big changes moving over to Texas, sorry. And I think for her to come into a major senior championship and get a medal, I think that's really, really important. And it's almost like the shackles are off now. You know, she's medal at a senior championship. She can now go on and really just be the athlete that she's capable of being. And I think that's really, really important. And again, it goes back to the times. Like, this year is a funny year because there's 2 major championships. Usually in a season you have 1. So it's kind of right, you plan to peak at 1 time during the summer. And because we have a Europeans and an Olympic Games, that has has to be managed. So for her to come into those into Rome and run really, really well, you know, it just again it's telling her that everything is going in the right direction. And as she said herself in post-race interview, she said, like, we've trained through this, you know, our priority is Paris. So for her to do that time and perform as well as she did in only her second 400 meter individual race of the season, again, is just ridiculously good.
We have Cecil Johnson as well with us, who is the Tala AC coach. Cecil, will you tell us a little bit about the potential that you would have seen in Rashida when she was in Tala?
Morning, Anton. I suppose we would have seen her on the track. I wouldn't be coaching sprinters per se, you know, maybe a couple of 400 metre runners from time to time. But would have been Johnny Fox would have been our first coach. And Johnny, as you're aware, probably passed away recently. And she would have tried everything. She did track and field. She did cross country. She did she actually competed high jump, long jump, and would have got medals in Dublin Championships, even not national championships. She hurdled. And it was only until she was probably in around 15 that it was more of a focus in terms of her sprinting. And I mean, Johnny would have identified that. I would often have joked with her, you know, come over here and work with some of these middle distance runners and do maybe 12, 400 reps. You'd make a good 400 metre runner, maybe, you know, at some stage. And she had that potential, there's no doubt, to see how she moved, to see, you know, how she could put in the volume of work that she had to do.
And would you agree with David that the move to Texas and the NCAA setup has suited her?
It certainly has suited her, there's no doubt. But, I mean, credit is certainly due to the likes of Johnny Fox and Daniel Kilgallen, who, for the couple of years after Johnny and before she went to Texas, took over. And of course, Daniel, as the national relay coach, 4x100 meter relay coach, senior coach, would have been in Rome there. And he'd also coach Israel Alatunde, who's a member of Tala, and Joseph Ojuimi, both who are members of that 4x100 meter men's relay squad. I think since she's gone to Texas, certainly, I mean, under the direction of Coach Flo, she has progressed and developed even further. And he has, of course, recognised where our potential lies, and that's certainly in the 400 metres.
I assume generally, on even on a more broader than Rashida specifically, Cecil, this has to be very good for athletics, because there are young girls and boys watching the footage on the telly, seeing the pictures in on the newsstands today. That has to help with people getting involved in track and field.
Well, thankfully, and I mean, you know, what has actually occurred, you know, as a good outcome from these championships is, I mean, it did capture certainly the attention of the whole country. There's no doubt about it. I mean, friends of mine who wouldn't have an interest in athletics be watching soccer or maybe the golf on the TV. And everybody was tuned into the athletics. And, you know, even the kids certainly have captured it. I know there's been many contacts with the club about parents wishing for, you know, their children to become involved or applying for membership with the club. And that's across the board, not just their club. I mean, in Dublin, I think there's 40-odd clubs and over 11,000 members of those clubs. And it certainly has sparked the interest amongst the population around the country.
Well, long may it continue.
Fantastic, because athletics very, very rarely, and in particular juvenile athletics, which we had Dublin Championships over the last couple of weeks, very, very rarely gets media attention. And it certainly has got the attention that it deserves now.
Cecil?
Long may that continue.
Cecil Johnson, thank you very much. Cecil Johnson there from Tala AC. Before David Gillick, I let you go. I mentioned earlier on the consummately professional job that you have been doing on the side of the track for RT during the week. Was it hard to be on the side and not actually on the track?
I suppose, look, I've been doing it a couple of years now, and initially, yeah, it was. You know, you still want to be out there. You still want to be kind of in that cauldron of competition, but I think now I'm very, very happy being on that side of the track and watching the effort that all our athletes put in. But I have to say, like, I empathise with them. I know, kind of, I'm getting nervous for them, you know, when you're watching them set up their blocks and things like that. But I think, you know, what I have now is I see the connection between what happens on the track to, say, the fans or their parents or their loved ones in the stands. And I think that was really evident in Rome. The Irish support was fantastic. And, you know, everyone from Rashida's mum to, you know, all the other parents that were there, like, the reaction they had from what was going on the track was just amazing. And if I can just say as well, like Cecil's heading off now today. There's Juvenile Athletics this weekend, of which he organises. And, you know, Cecil is one of these people that is probably one of the unsung heroes of Irish athletics. It's the backbone of our sport, is people like Cecil and the volunteers and the time and the effort they put in. And he's given up weekends and evenings all through his whole entire life to encourage and nurture the talent like Rashida and all other kind of, particularly in the Dublin area. So just a massive thank you to Cecil, because I know during the week they were out in Lucan and when the relay was on, they stopped competition and everybody huddled up and Cecil was on his mobile phone watching the race, giving live commentary over the shaky tannoy, and this stuff went around social media and the people in Rome, the athletes and the Irish supporters watched that and got a great kick out of that. So just a massive thank you to Cecil, because without people like him, the sport just wouldn't exist.
Lovely note to end on. David, you're our agent. Thank you. David Gillick there, Olympian and former European champion himself, and of course Cecil Johnson, Tala AC coach.
The Anton Savage Show with Kieries.ie on News Talk.